people last week when I was checking on that last Sunday just didn't feel right. If we're used to assembling with the saints and worshiping God and observing the Lord's Supper, and we weren't able to do that in the collective form. And I understand, I'm right there along with you. It did not feel right. But we have to do the best with what we've got. This evening, I want to talk to you about the word disciple. It's one of the most commonly used terms in the Bible as those who are followers of Jesus. It's used in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 5. It's used in Matthew chapter 8, chapter 9, in Acts chapter 6, and again in Acts chapter 9. But the word disciple is a translation from a Greek word that basically means learner. It means someone that is willing to learn. And in its fullest sense, a disciple is one that must follow a teacher. That's what we're studying, Matthew 16 and verse 24. It is one who is learned from the teacher. Matthew chapter 11, verse 29, when Jesus gave his great invitation there. And then it's one that follows the dictates of that teacher. John chapter 8, verse 31. So it is someone that has a close teacher-student relationship that is existing there. So a true disciple is one that became like his teacher. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 25. Our text today comes from Luke chapter 5, the first 11 verses. And there's a lot that we can learn from those verses, and we're not going to touch on all of those verses, but we're going to focus on the first eight especially. And there's two things mainly that I want to talk about here today in being called to be a disciple of Christ. When you look at Luke chapter 5, in verses 1 through 3, we see that there's something that if we're going to be a disciple, we must learn something. You cannot just say, I'm a disciple of Christ, I'm a follower of Christ, but I don't have to study the Word of God. So beginning in chapter 5, in verse 1, so it was, as the multitude pressed about him to hear the Word of God, that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two boats standing by the lake. But the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. Then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. So we see here that Jesus is preaching. And as he's preaching to this multitude. And I want to suggest to you that if we're going to be his disciples, disciples of Christ, then we have to learn something. We have to learn something. We must learn from Jesus. We must be willing to be instructed by the Lord. Now some people, and I like this little picture because it makes me think of my little grandson, Curtis. The picture, not the attitude. But so many people today have this attitude, well, I know it all already. And it's not just in being a disciple of Christ, but you have people with every walk of life, everything that goes on in life, they have the attitude, well, I already know everything. I don't have to be taught. No one can teach me anything. That's a sad statement, because you cannot get to heaven without following the teaching of Christ. So until we are ready to listen and learn, we cannot be a disciple. We cannot be a disciple until we're willing to listen to Christ and willing to learn from Christ. So our text begins, Jesus was by the Sea of Galilee. Peter and his partners, they fished all night. They brought the boats in. They didn't have anything to show for it. The nets were empty. And you can just picture they have fished all night, throwing the nets out, bringing them in. They had to have sore muscles, and they were tired. They were exhausted. They were weary. And then you see Peter sitting there, having nothing to show for his nets, nothing to show for his efforts. And he must be sitting here beside his boat, and he's watching Christ preaching to the multitude, and here he is, he's picking the weeds out of his net, he's repairing the tires in the net, and he's tired, and he really doesn't want anybody to come preach to him. And then Christ comes to him. multitude keeps pressing against Christ until he makes his way to the shoreline and Peter. As Jesus preached, the text tells us that the crowd followed him. And they kept pressing against him. They wanted to hear more and more and more of what Christ was saying. And they pressed him even closer to the lake. Until finally, Christ made his way to Peter's boat. Here's Peter. He's sitting here, mending his nets. He's tired. He's sleepy. He's weary from having not caught anything. And Jesus steps into the boat of Peter. And he asks Peter, says, push the boat out into the water. Have to imagine. He may have heard Jesus in other times, in other sermons. He may have already known who Jesus is, but he's still tired. He doesn't want a sermon right now. But from there, Jesus continued his sermon to the multitude. He used Peter's boat as his pulpit. And he continued to preach to the people. Now, again, you have to think about what Peter was doing. While he's mending his nets and everything, he's still in the back of his mind listening. He hears what Jesus is saying. The text tells us that Jesus was preaching the Word of God, verse 1 there. And as we stated earlier, we cannot be disciples without first being students of the Word of God. We have to study the Word of God. Jesus, in his great invitation, Matthew 11, verse 29, says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. And yet some disciples claim to be disciples, but they remain ignorant of the Word of God. You know, I have traveled places and visited congregations, and it shocks me when you study the Word of God in a Bible class situation, and they don't know what you're talking about. Just from the text. Well, I've never studied that. I've never read that. I've never read this book. And I'm thinking, you're supposed to be a Christian, a disciple, a learner of Christ, and you haven't read the Word of God? But that's what's required. We cannot be ignorant of God's Word. We must be students, followers, learners, a disciple of Christ. But we can't be taken as serious students until we study the Word of God. His truth that is found in His Word, we must take serious and be serious students of it. So we see here that first of all, we must learn something. But secondly, we have to understand something. In the next few verses, in verses 3 through 8, it says, then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. Sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let your nets down for a catch. Think about Peter now. This is his job. This is his profession, a fisherman. He knows the best time to fish. He's been fishing all night. Didn't catch anything. And here comes this man that, for all he knows, doesn't know anything about fishing. And he tells Peter to launch out into the deep, which is not where you want to catch fish. Let your nets down for a catch. It's the middle of the day, or first thing in the morning, and he's telling Peter to go against everything he's ever been taught and practice as a fisherman. And in verse 5, the Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. And when he had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat, come and help me. And they came and filled both the boats so that they began to sink. When Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. So here in these few verses, we see that Jesus closed out his sermon in Peter's boat. Peter had been fishing all night. The crowd had pressed against Jesus, and now he's finishing the sermon to the crowd, but he's not finished with Peter had so much potential. Now you and I, if we're reading this for the first time, we wouldn't gather that Peter had much potential. But Jesus knew the heart of Peter. Peter had so much to learn. Jesus finishes the sermon for the crowd, and now it's time for Peter's lesson. Peter has to learn something. He has to understand something. In verse 4, Jesus said, "Put out into the deep water," and Peter begins to buck up against the system. "Lord, we fished all night. We didn't catch anything. This is the time to fish. This is not the time to fish." Peter was a good fisherman. He knew his job. He knew the best time for fishing was at night. He said, "We've already fished all night. Didn't catch anything. We came up empty. And yet you want us to go back?" Now notice verse 5. Peter says, "Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing." Notice the first thing that he addresses Jesus as, "Master." He's already learned something. Now, like I said, Peter may have seen Christ in the past and listened to some of his sermons, but at this particular time, he may have felt taken advantage of. His boat was being used for something he didn't intend for it to be used for. He was tired. He was trying to mend his net so he could go home to his family and give them the bad news. "I didn't catch any fish today. There's no paycheck today. Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net." Nevertheless, we fished all night without any success. But if you tell me to try again, I will. Think about Peter's attitude. The answer is found in the way that he addressed Jesus. Master, we fished all night. We have toiled all night and caught nothing. Master refers to someone who stands over. One who has total authority over another. Now, whether Peter agreed with Jesus' his command is not important. But Jesus, he understood, was the master. Jesus was the master. Peter understood his place in this conversation. He was a slave, and he was ready to obey. So we've seen two things here, that if we're going to be disciples of Christ, we have to learn something. We must learn from the Word of God. We must be students of the Word of God. But we must understand our place in life. Jesus is the master. We must do what he says because we are his followers. We are learners of him. Now, I like this story because it tells of one who humbles himself when he's tired, he's weary, and yet that's when we need Christ the most, isn't it? When we're tired in our lives, when we're weary, when we're weighed down with sin. But we have seen here that to be a disciple, we must learn something. And we must be students of the Word of God. And we must understand something. In order to be a disciple of Jesus, we must also acknowledge something. That we are inadequate. And we have to depend upon Jesus to be this disciple, to be this learner, to be this follower. But I also understand from looking at Peter, we must change something as well. Peter was the master of his boat. He was in charge, and yet he was willing to change his mind, change his way of thinking, to accommodate Jesus. So in order for me to change something in my life, in order to be a disciple, I understand I've got to be willing to give up anything that would prevent me from being wholehearted, that would prevent me from serving Christ wholeheartedly. I must be ready to trust the Lord. Now the question is, are you willing to give up something? Are you willing to give up what's preventing you from serving the Lord? To be a disciple of Christ? Are you the one that has an attitude, "No one can teach me anything"? I already know it all. Finally, we must do something. If we're going to be a disciple of Christ, we must be ready to follow Christ. I have to make the determination in my life that I'm ready to sacrifice whatever needs to be sacrificed. Look at Peter. He was sacrificing sleep. He was tired. He had worked all night. put in the sacrifice and do whatever the master said. He took him fishing again. Caught more fish than he had, caught more than he could handle with one boat. Caught so much that when they called the second boat, both boats began to sink. And yet Peter was willing to do something. He was willing to do what the Lord said. We must be willing to follow Jesus wherever he wants us to go. Now the question is, are you willing to follow Jesus? Are you willing to answer the call to be a disciple? Are you willing to learn from the Lord? Are you willing to understand what needs to be done and then act upon it? I pray that you will. I pray that if you understand what you need to do, you're willing to learn from the Lord, you're willing to make the sacrifice to become a disciple of Christ. I pray that if you need us, if you're ready to obey the gospel, that you'll call me at any time, any hour of the night. And I'm willing for